This news update is being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week. Good morning. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A felony shooting case in Huron County is moving to circuit court after a judge found the defendant competent to stand trial. Caleb J. Powers, age 23, of Ruth, is charged with assault with intent to murder and felony firearm in connection with a May 10th shooting in Paris Township. Authorities have accused Powers of shooting his 48-year-old stepfather in the chest. The victim was hospitalized and later airlifted for additional treatment after a bullet was found near his spine. During a hearing in Huron County District Court, Judge Julian Ferris reviewed a competency evaluation from the state's Center for Forensic Psychiatry, prepared by Dr. Samantha Baker. Based on the evaluation, the court determined Powers is competent to proceed with the criminal case. Powers then waived his right to a preliminary examination, and he told the court that the decision was voluntary and was made after consulting with his attorney, Dallas Rooney. The court ordered Powers' existing bond to remain in place. Earlier reporting put that bond at $500,000. Powers has now been bound over to Huron County Circuit Court, where felony criminal cases are handled. His circuit court arraignment is scheduled for 9 a.m. on Monday, August 31st. The charges against Powers remains allegations, and he is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. And a Huron County judge has cleared a 2018 impaired driving conviction from a man's record. Judge Julian Ferris granted Michael Joseph Large's request to set aside his operating while visibly impaired conviction during a hearing. Large's testified he completed educational programs, including an impact weekend course, following his arrest. Prosecutor Tim Rakowski questioned whether the request met the state's public welfare standard, noting that Large's stated his goal was simply to put the incident behind him. However, Judge Ferris ruled that the defendant's rehabilitation efforts and behavior since the conviction were sufficient to warrant the expungement. The application was approved and official clearing the charge. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with more news. The start of the 2026-27 academic year is just days away. A new principal will be on hand to meet and greet Kingston Elementary School students. The district's Board of Education approved hiring Heather Slay as the next principal to replace Josh Campbell. He resigned to take the junior-senior assistant principal at the Carroll Community Schools. Slay, who is from St. Charles, started her career as an elementary teacher before transitioning to being a middle school teacher. From there, she served as a dean of students for 6th to 12th grade students. She eventually moved into administration as principal of both the virtual school and the elementary. Also, Jeffrey York is the new superintendent. He was superintendent at the Hale Area Schools District before being hired in Kingston in June. In other district matters, there will be an open house at the high school from 4 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 18th, and one on Thursday, August 20th, for elementary school from 4 to 6 p.m. The first day of school, which will begin for all students, will be on Tuesday, August 25th. And that news update's been brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
Thank you for joining me this hour. This has been your news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and I'm Russ Cervantes.